Hi, this is Andrew for Geek News Central. I'm at the Wearable Technology Show with Tashara from Tinker Designs. Tashara's been working on a smart shoe which combines artisan design with modern and up-to-date technology. Tashara, do you want to tell us a little bit more about what you've been doing?
Sure. So it was a product I kind of created whilst I was doing my MA at London College of Fashion. So once I finished, I was on the Centre for Fashion Enterprise Pre-Accelerator, and I was also on the Pre-Accelerator at Cambridge University, and then I kind of went on to get funding through Wear Sustain. It was the Horizon 2020 project. So at the moment, I'm prototyping and taking it through to wear testing to prove the concept.
Okay, so it's a smart shoe. What makes it smart?
So it's a shoe that kind of helps you de-stress, especially for women carrying two pairs of shoes, to be able to have that added comfort of a shoe that could massage your feet, so you can sense how stressed your feet are and to be able to massage your feet.
Okay, and how does it actually do the massage?
So the massage is actually inbuilt within the shoe, and you would have a phone with your app, you'd be able to kind of integrate the massage.
Okay, so it'll use Bluetooth or something like that, and you use an app on your smartphone?
Yeah.
Okay, and how far are you along in this? Is this just a prototype or does it?
So this is the second prototype. Okay. So at the moment I'm wear testing, so it's gone through to the wear testing stage, and then from there it'll be an iterative process to the next stage.
Okay, what particular challenges did you face trying to integrate the new technology into what's probably quite a traditional craft?
Yeah, there were many hurdles to overcome. I think it's really looking at the technology and identifying to make it as simple as possible, but also be able to integrate it within a shoe. So what I've done is still not perfect. Mm-hmm. There's room for improvement, but it's also depending on the user testing and the feedback to take through to the next stage.
Yeah, and I'm sure things like power consumption can be an issue.
It can be. So it's wirelessly charged at the moment.
Okay.
But we do have some issues with the app integration. It's all kind of debugging, working through. So it's a step-by-step process. It's not been easy, but it's a lot of learning.
Oh, well, that's what innovation's all about.
Yeah.
And obviously at the moment, you know, these shoes are lovely. I can see the designs are great. You know, what are the opportunities here for mass production, as it were?
I am looking at it in terms of another business model as well for mass production. So it's two concepts. One is looking at the artisan community and making a more kind of exclusive range. And the other option is looking at it in a mass production scale, but obviously maintaining the comfort and the fashion, which is always lacking with shoes for women.
Okay. And if I wanted to come and buy one of these, what are we talking about here?
Probably within the next 6 months, I would say, watch your space.
Okay. And do you have any idea around price?
Price, we're working around price. I mean, it depends a lot on the market factors, but obviously it'll be more kind of, it will be affordable, but obviously within the luxury sector as well.
Well, there's no harm in that. So if people want to know more, do you have a website?
I do. I need to update it. It's not been updated.
Okay, but it's Tinker Design?
Yeah, it's tinkerdesign.com.
Okay, thanks very much indeed.
Thank you.